The scriptures are written to Christians who sin. And the scriptures are written to teach Christians who now, by the grace of God, have power over sin, how they should overcome sin. And they do. They go on to perfection. Now, I do not preach that Christians go out and sin just every day, doing everything wrong. I believe that God-fearing people overcome sin. Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin. Now, see, all you have to do is just understand basic English. It doesn't say he doesn't sin. It doesn't say that. He says, whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin. In that same scripture that says that whosoever is born of God sinneth not. John is writing this, you know. That's the Apostle John. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. He that committeth. Look, the word committeth is a continuation. It's a practicing of. It's a doing continually. He that committeth sin just sins every day in everything and has no remorse and no repentance and no conviction for his sin, well, he's of the devil. For the devil is a continual sinner, or he sinneth from the beginning. It was for this purpose that Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil, because he likes to get people to practice sin all the time without remorse. Now, right behind that is this verse. Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin. He does not practice sin. He does not live in sin. For he is born of God. The seed of God remaineth in him, the word of God, the law of God, and by the word of God, by the law of God, he knows what sin is. And he strives against it. He becomes clean through the word. And he does not sin against God. You know, ladies and gentlemen, this is the tragedy of this hour. That sin doesn't have to have dominion over you. When you talk about being under the law, you have been set free from the dominion of sin. That means you do not have to sin. The power of sin has been broken through the sufficiency of God's grace. And because of the grace of God that brought forgiveness for you and salvation to you, that same grace will teach you that by denying ungodliness, worldly lust, you see, you're going to have to strive against sin. You're going to have to wrestle against flesh and blood and overcome it, or against spiritual wickedness, and not against flesh and blood, but the spiritual wickedness, and overcome it. This is the truth. Oh, God help you. I'll go through it again. Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin. But his seed, the word, remaineth in him. And by the Spirit of God, the word identifies, shows him his sin. He applies the blood by faith through grace and lives free from that sin. If he does sin, he has an advocate. The word of God teaches him that Christ will forgive him. And he comes back and he cries out for forgiveness. It's still the same today. When the Holy Spirit moves on you, I don't care who you are. Grieve not the Holy Spirit of God. Quench not the Spirit. When the Holy Spirit moves on you, he will convince you of sin, your need of Christ, like the law. You see, under the Old Testament, God used the law to convince men of sin. In the New Testament, he uses the Spirit to convince men of sin. And the letter of the law kills you. The Spirit gives you hope. It gives you life. It teaches you that God, for Christ's sake, will forgive you through the precious blood of Jesus. And it does not sanction your sin, saved or not saved. So don't sin against God and think that because you're under grace, you can continue in your sin so that grace can abound. God forbid. Praise the Lord. Now, is that clear? Do you understand that? Is that comprehensive to you?